Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I hope I can explain this well when I say that perception is our reality. How we perceive things is usually what we think is real, has really happened. But can I tell you, I don't really know that it's always true. I was with somebody and they told me about a girl they know that went to see her preacher, and the preacher hurt her feelings because he gave her the impression what she heard the preacher say was her perception. So what she heard the preacher say is that I'm always on the side of the accused. Well, when she said that, I thought, I don't really know that the preacher would say something like that. I just thought that didn't sound like him. He's a very kind man. I know him well. And so I said to the person that told me that, I said, you know, I'm not saying that the girl is lying that said that to you, but what I'm saying to you is it's possible that what she really, her reality is tainted by what she perceives that he said. So I said, before you get upset with the preacher, and she was upset because she was a hurt person and she didn't want to think that he would think that she was bad because she's upset with this person that hurt her years ago. And so I said, before you get too into this, if you're going to think on it a lot, I'm just going to challenge you to go to that pastor and ask him, did you say you're always on the side of the accuser? Now, miraculously, that lady did it. I was so proud of her, because those of us that hear things secondhandedly, oftentimes we will not follow through to try to find what really was said. So she went to the pastor, and a week or so later, she called me and I said, oh, you went to him? I said, what did he say? And she said he did not say he was always on the side of the accuser. What he said was something about how he tries to stay on both sides until something is proven or he knows for sure what's going on. And I thought, wow, now that's a lot different than saying I'm always on the side of the accuser. But because she was hurt, that's what she heard. And that was her perception. It's not really a reality. Reasoning in your head is what causes you your perception. Mark 8:17-18 said, and when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? Jesus said to him, you perceive what you want to perceive. And that's what I think is true about all of us. You see, I believe that some of our perception, especially when we're dealing with other people, maybe it's because of our insecurities that we perceive things wrong, or maybe it's because of our hurts. Our perceptions can lead to hurt feelings. Our perceptions can make us have errors in our decisions. Our perceptions can also cause broken relationships. Have you ever heard of families that were split wide open because one person said something to another person, and that person took that as the law of the Medes and Persians and said that's absolutely true, when they didn't really know the truth and they didn't come to you and ask you, what did you really say or do? You know, the devil capitalizes on our errors in perception. He wants to create as much harm and discord as possible. So don't accept interpretations, you know, don't accept them as they never have errors. That it is possible that they're errors. I'm not saying people are lying. I'm not saying that they're exaggerating. I'm just saying their perception might be a little tainted by their feelings. So I always encourage you just to ask about it. But you know what? Make sure and ask God to show you what really is truth and help you to not let your perception change reality. Oh, I really have a big burden about this, because I understand, you know, when I'm talking to people, I can misunderstand what they're saying and how they're saying it. And I have to really work at saying, God, show me what really is truth in this situation. And I hope you'll be challenged to also question your perception a little bit and not just go with it all the time because you think that's true. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.